raised out in the cold. If the sun don't shine till the summertime, forgive my northern attitude. Oh, I was raised on Little Light.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal prosecutors laying out charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams today. He's facing five counts, including bribery and soliciting illegal foreign campaign contributions, along with wire fraud. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams accusing Adams of accepting gifts that included luxury travel in exchange for political favors.
As we allege, Mayor Adams took these contributions even though he knew they were illegal. And even though he knew these contributions were attempts by a Turkish government official and Turkish businessmen to buy influence with him.
Mayor Adams denying the allegations and says he will fight the charges and won't resign. The U.S. calling on Israel and Hezbollah to agree to a ceasefire following escalations this week. Israel's prime minister says he will not back down on operations in Lebanon. Hurricane Helene lashing parts of Tampa already and expected to make landfall as a Category 4 hurricane late tonight. The governor urging residents to leave or prepare to hunker down. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. Charges are now pending against a Milwaukee man for the deaths of dozens of dogs. Ted Allen has more.
45-year-old Michael Ellis faces five felony counts of mistreatment of animals. Prosecutors say in August, more than 50 dead dogs were found by Milwaukee City employees in a foreclosed home previously owned by Ellis. Ellis, who admitted to hoarding the dogs after a recent divorce, was issued a $5,000 signature bond.
The former school board president for Milwaukee Public Schools is headed to prison for bribery. A federal judge sentenced Michael Bonds to 2 years in prison yesterday. Bonds resigned from MPS's board back in 2018 and pled guilty to the case in 2019, but it took this long for him to be sentenced. Prosecutors say Bonds took kickbacks to help the charter school company Universal Education open and run three schools in Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Fantastic weather today with unseasonable warmth under sunny skies. Highs rise to near 80 degrees. Winds are calm and skies stay clear tonight too, allowing for some patchy fog possible early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, a warm day with bright skies. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 72.
99.7
Welcome back to the 99.7 Max FM Request-A-Thon fundraiser benefiting Hope House of South Central Wisconsin.
My name is Sarah. I am an outreach advocate at Hope House. Hope House is important to this area because prevention towards domestic violence and sexual assault can never be done in silence. We are a part of the local communities to be a strong presence of support, so those that survive domestic violence or sexual assault know that they are not alone. It's important for people listening to the Request-A-Thon to request a song and make a donation because one of our greatest joys that we receive at Hope House is donations. Even the smallest type of donation is so incredibly appreciated. Your donation would help us continue to run our emergency shelter and provide a safe space for single adults and families to rest their head and begin their healing journey. Your donation would allow our outreach advocates to meet individuals where they are at and provide supportive services. We are so thankful for the support of our community and for every donation that is in support of Hope House's mission.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM is a Max FM Hope House Radio Request-A-Thon. Thank you, Sarah, and all the advocates over at Hope House. Now, we had a song request come in. We need to say thank you to Lisa. We wanted to get this on the air immediately, but we had a few things we had to take care of. So, you know, this is definitely a great song. And we haven't played any Beatles today either, so here you go. And hopefully it comes in for us. There we go.
Help, you know I need someone. Help! When I was young, was so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way.
And more 99.7 Max FM. It is the Max FM Hope House Radio Requestathon. The easiest way to make a donation is go to our website, max.fm, or you can go over to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well. $5 gets your request on the air, $10 for a dedication, and $25 to bump a song that you don't want to hear. We got a few songs we need to catch up on, right, Maddie Jones? But we will get to them.
We do. We're working on the list, so be patient, everybody. We've had a lot of requests come in already today, and thank you to everybody for that. We do certainly appreciate it. Remember, your donation today goes to Hope House. 100% of all of the donations that are coming in go back to them so that they have operating costs. They have things that families staying in the shelter portion of what they do might absolutely need. So they have gas money to get to some of those schools or some of those different events that they hold. And so this is all very important stuff. We learned last hour that they have a $600,000 deficit coming. They lost federal aid, and so this is going to be a big hole, as you can imagine. So any little bit that you can donate, it all goes to a really great cause. We're going to help them put a little bit of a dent into some of that deficit. And really, you know, and you're doing it by listening to your favorite songs. $5. That's all you got to pay today. Now, remember, October 1st is the kickoff for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And on October 17th, they're going to be holding a Purple Thursday event at their resource center, which is at 720 Ash Street. Now, they're going to have a drive-up event where you can bring in things like non-perishable items. We're talking non-perishable foods, of course, for any families that are staying at the shelter portion. Laundry detergents, paper towels, toilet paper is always a big one. Maybe some toothpaste, things like that. Things that people who are coming into the shelter need as they, you know, pick up pieces. And sometimes we know that they come with very little because they have to leave in an emergency situation. So it's important if we can help them out in some capacity. Towels, pillows, those are all things that they need at Hope House to make sure that these families are taken care of and have what they need. And remember, when somebody leaves the shelter over at Hope House, when a family is able to move on and do something different, Hope House is right there with them. They're helping them with things that they might need to get back on their feet. And they're not going to just leave them. They're going to make sure that they're with them every step of the way if that's what they choose to do.
And it is so important more than ever to help them out. And it's the basic needs you have at home as well. So please consider requesting a song today. It is so easy. Go to the max.fm website. Go to the top right corner. Click on the Hope House Requestathon link. Or go over the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. There's a link and a QR code. Now, we have another song up here, Maddie Jones. I'll let you preview this one.
Yeah, this is 3 Days Grace. Who requested this, by the way? Well, Kelly wanted to hear 3 Days Grace, and this is called Never Too Late as we continue our requestathon and your donations coming in right here on 99.7 Max FM.
This world will never be what I expected. And if I don't belong, who would have guessed it? I will not leave alone.
Don't be
hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is the Max FM Hope House Radio Requestathon. I need to take a moment and say thank you to Hales Legal Services. They are our co-tenant in the building up here. They're listening to us today, and they dropped off a donation right for Hope House. Thank you so very much. We appreciate that. That is just, they know the need over at Hope House and all the help that they need this year with the federal funding that they're losing starting October 1st. So thank you so much to Hales Legal Services for that donation. Now keep those requests coming in. You can go to max.fm. That's our website. Go to the top right corner. Click the Hope House Requestathon donation link, or you can go over to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page and you can donate there. The link's there, the QR code. We can't make it any easier. $5 to get your request on the air, $10 for a dedication, or $25 to bump the song that's on the air. We have a request from Becky for Martina McBride Independence Day on Max FM.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. And I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence. Some folks whisper, some folks talk, but everybody looked the
This is the 99.7 Max FM Request-A-Thon fundraiser for Hope House of South Central Wisconsin.
My name is Annabelle Lang. I am the operations manager at Hope House. Hope House is a crucial resource in South Central Wisconsin. We are the only organization across five counties dedicated to supporting victims and survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. Our staff are extraordinary individuals whose passion and dedication to their work are truly inspiring. We strive to meet our clients' needs, whether that's helping with a restraining order or providing counseling and housing advocacy. Our clients are the experts in their own lives, and we're here to empower them and support them on their journey. Oftentimes, our clients haven't had that kind of support, and having our outreach advocates be able to travel throughout our service area to our clients is crucial because transportation can be a huge barrier to receiving services.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much, Annabelle, for being with us today. And all of our Hope House advocates, we appreciate each and every one of you. It is the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-A-Thon going on until 4 p.m. today. It is so easy to make a request. Go over to the max.fm website. Go up to the top right corner, click on the Request-A-Thon link to make a donation. You can also go over to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Click on the link or use a QR code. Real easy. $5 to get your request on air, $10 to do a dedication, or $25 to bump any song that's on the air. We have not achieved our goal yet. Our goal is to get the $3,500.
Or more.
Or more. And if we hit $3,500, I will go with purple fingernails. I'll throw the gauntlet down right now.
Oh, that's brave on a border battle weekend, Dave.
So if we get $3,500, that is the deal. I will do that for this weekend, even though we're playing the Vikings and we still don't know the status of our quarterback. But there you go. We're not even close to $3,500. So I'm feeling kind of confident.
We're getting there, and we have lots of time left. So I'm very confident that we're going to do great here today. I mean, you guys are killing it, honestly, at this point. I mean, we're well over $2,200 already. We have a goal of $3,500. We're going to go until about 4 o'clock this afternoon. So let's do it. $5 donation. Yes. That's all it requires. $10 for a dedication, $25 if somebody requests a song that you don't want to hear anymore or you just really hate the song and you want to bump it off immediately. And we'll play yours. Absolutely. We're keeping an eye on things, so we'll make it happen speedily for you. So make sure that you have those donations, those requests lined up. And remember, we got to give that 1-800 number for Hope House right now. It is a 24/7, 365-day number. 1-800-584-6790. If you are listening today and you know somebody who you suspect is going through a domestic violence situation, if you know somebody who's been a victim of sexual assault, if you suspect somebody in your orbit has maybe been the victim of sex trafficking, maybe you know an elder who's in a situation that you're unsure of, maybe you're the someone, we want you to call that number because you're going to get an advocate no matter what time of the day that you call. And they are going to walk you through the process. They're going to explain some options to you and let you choose from there. Hope House is never going to force you to make a decision. They're never going to do that to you. They're going to be there as a person that you can go to and an organization that will help you make the decisions that are best for you, whether that is having to come to the shelter portion, whether that's going through the counseling, whether that's going to the hospital for some sort of testing. They are going to be there with you every step of the way if that's what you choose to have them do. They are an incredible organization. These advocates are very experienced and they're amazing. And we cannot speak highly enough of what Hope House does. It's 41 years they've been doing something right in the five county area. Over 6,000 calls to that hotline number that we gave you just a moment ago, and I'm going to give it to you again here in a second. 6,000 calls to that hotline number just in 2023. 1-800-584-6790. Max.fm or the Facebook page if you'd like to make a request and help out Hope House and donate and listen to your favorite song all at the same time today.
You get to pick what we have on the air today. So we have another one that you would not normally hear on the air today. This is Lost Vegas by the Moonshine Bandits.
Good
on
one.
Max FM.
Let me tell you about a little town I know.
Yeah,
I've been there a time or two.
Yes, I have.
I always find myself lost. Yeah.
myself in the fast life. Fremont Street is where I'll be. Hanging with the freaks and the beers are cheap. Hit the slot with a shot of Kessler. Boots on a bar top, hogs and heifers. Two step, now make a twirl. Spin that thing like a roulette girl. Up all night in the city of sin. Wash your regret with a bottle of gin. Raise some hell till they haul you in. Get back up and do it all again. Hit the zip line, I'm flying high. Triple George's on a Friday night. Spent a fortune, don't tell my wife, cause I might need to find me an alibi.
Seven Max FM, Dave Grant with you. I have Emily from Weichert Realtors. Great day. Emily, thank you for joining us today, and thank you so much for being involved with our Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. Why is Hope House so important to the area?
Hi, Dave. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super happy to be here and very nice to see you again. Well, Hope House is very important to the area for many reasons. As an organization that has been around since 1983, helping folks that have been victims of domestic violence, sexual violence, and many of other inferences in which they would be harmed or need assistance. Hope House is there to cover Sauk, Columbia, Adams, Marquette, and Juneau counties. They offer so many services, and all the services are free, and they're offered to whomever needs them.
Hope House is definitely important to our community and the five-county area. And this, we're doing this as we lead up to Domestic Violence Awareness Month. That's in October. And we know that Hope House has some other needs as well. Correct, Emily?
Yes. So anyone and everyone could donate to Hope House at any time, of course. There's also a wish list that's available on their website. You can just click on the nice little toggle there on their website and find out what kind of materials and wishes that the folks that are using Hope House's services may have in mind or may need at the time.
Why is it so important today for someone to do a donation in our request-a-thon?
Hey, Dave, thanks for asking me that. It's really exciting because what you can do, it's not only that you're going to feel great about donating to this incredible cause and this incredible organization of Hope House, but essentially, if you donate $5, you can request your own song that you want, and it gets better because if you donate $10, you can dedicate that song, not only request the song you want to hear, but dedicate it to someone out there that might be listening. Also, this is what I really like. If you donate $25, they're going to go ahead here at the station and bump whatever song is on at that time and play the song that you would like. So it's adding a little bit of fun to the request-a-thon and to being able to donate to this wonderful cause.
It is such a wonderful cause. Emily, thank you so much for joining us, Dave. We appreciate your support.
Thanks, Dave. We, myself, Emily, and all of us at Weikert Realtors Great Day and everybody in Baraboo appreciate you letting me come on the radio and talk with you today and be part of the request-a-thon for Hope House. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us today, Emily. We appreciate you and your support of Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. It is the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. We're taking your request, just $5 to get your song on the air, $10 to do a dedication, $25 to bump a song. Our goal is to get to $3,500 by 4 p.m. today, and we are going to try our best to do that. I will even go with purple fingernails if we make this happen on a Vikings game weekend, which is scary in itself. Right, Maddie Jones?
It is. It is. That's kind of a brave thing to do, especially as a tried and true Green Bay fan. But yes, Dave will paint the nails purple. Wendy, do you have the polish for him? Is it? She's got it ready. She's got it ready. So not even going to have to make a special run to the store for that one. You have lots of time, though. I mean, think about it. I know you're at lunch right now. I know, you know, the day kind of gets away from you a little bit. You're going to be coming back to your desk, though, here pretty soon, and you're going to hopefully hear us talking about Hope House and all of these things that they're doing in Sauk, Columbia, Adams, Juneau, and Marquette counties. And hopefully at that point, you're going to want to log on to a website or the mobile app, and you're going to want to make a $5 request. And that's all it takes today to hear that song. $10 for a dedication. Emily laid it out nicely for you there. And a $25 donation to bump somebody else's song off the air and get yours on immediately. This is a fun day, and we have a lot of fun doing this, and we always have a great time, and it's really super exciting to kind of hear some of the different music you guys are into, and sometimes I wonder how you even came to Max FM when I listen to your request choices, but we're always glad that you got here. But this is also a day of education and awareness, a little advocacy at the same time, which are things that Hope House likes to preach in their own walls. And we're talking about not only domestic violence victims, because as we learned earlier today, that's really the smallest portion of what they do over at Hope House. We're talking about bullying, sexual assault. We're talking about human trafficking and sex trafficking. We're talking about elder abuse programs all the way from the littlest kiddos all the way up to adults and everybody in between. And these advocates are going to schools. They're going to community meetings. They are holding events, all trying to get us to understand how important this topic is. And I think, honestly, I'm going to make my own kind of observation because we've been working with Hope House in some capacity now for about 7 years. And, you know, we were doing drive-through donation drives before it was cool with COVID, right?
And boy, was it cool for some of those.
It was cold and wet and windy, which is why we're now inside. But we should be outside today because now it's gorgeous, of course. Thank you, Mother Nature.
Of course it is.
The one thing that I think I would observe is how many more people participate in this than they did at the beginning when we first started this 7 years ago. You guys have really paid attention and you've really made sure that you've made some time for Hope House and finding out what they're about. Because even today, if you can't make the $5 donation, but you want to, you know, help them out in some way, there's always volunteer opportunities and they'll be happy to put you in wherever they feel that you fit and you feel you fit. So make sure you check out Hope House SCW.org for all of that information as well.
And we want to take a moment and say thank you to all of our sponsors, because without you, we couldn't be doing this today. So thank you to Teal Plastics, Inc. of Baraboo, Cosmic Karma Crystals. We appreciate you being in, Laura. Thank you so much for stopping in. Baraboo State Bank, of course, we appreciate your support as well. And who am I forgetting, Maddie Jones?
Oh, we can't forget Weikert Realty. We just heard from Emily as a representative of Weikert just a few minutes ago. So thank you so much to them as well. You guys have made today even more possible. I mean, it was happening anyway, but right. You guys just make it extra special. Community support, that's what it's always about on days like today.
And thank you so much, Emily, for stopping in. We really appreciate your support, and we look forward to working with you on all these events in the future as well. So we're going to get a word in from some of our sponsors. We're going to queue up our next song request as well. So we have our next one ready to go, Maddie Jones. So we'll get some weather in here as well on Max FM.
Whether you're taking a break from work or catching up with friends, we got the perfect spread waiting for you. Hi, this is Jess of the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. And join us from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday and treat yourself to a mid-afternoon feast where you get to enjoy our delicious buffet with a drink for only $9.99. The special runs through the end of September, so we look forward to see all of you there at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch.
Avoiding the scale after filling up on those summertime treats? Now's the time to start slimming down to look and feel great. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness of Sauk City offers weight loss injections to help keep cravings at bay, reduce your appetite, and increase your fat burning potential. Work directly with medical professionals who customize your weight loss program. They also specialize in IV therapy to supercharge your energy levels, improve dehydration, help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Check them out at RemedyMeIV.com.
All aboard!
It's time for Pumpkin Train. Every Saturday and Sunday at the Riverside and Great Northern Railway in Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy the beautiful fall colors, and all kids 12 and under get a free pumpkin with the ride. Make sure to buy your tickets today at DellsTrain.com. A beautiful 2-mile scenic train ride the whole family is sure to love. Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4. Get your tickets online now at DellsTrain.com, and we'll see you on the Pumpkin Train.
All aboard!
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Fantastic weather today with unseasonable warmth under sunny skies. Highs rise to near 80 degrees. Winds are calm and skies stay clear tonight too, allowing for some patchy fog possible early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, a warm day with bright skies. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 76.
99.7
This is the 99.7 Max FM Request-A-Thon fundraiser for Hope House of South Central Wisconsin.
My name is Annabelle Lang. I am the operations manager at Hope House. The Request-A-Thon is a fun way to hear your favorite song or even knock a song you don't like off the air, all while making a real difference. By listening to the Request-A-Thon and hearing from our staff and community partners, people hopefully will gain a deeper understanding of the critical work we do and why it's desperately needed in our community.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much, Annabelle. It is the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-A-Thon. We have a song request from Ben. It is Barnes Courtney, 99 on Max FM.
High strung, young and dumb, yeah, we had no fear. Way back when we said we'd both be millionaires. Now those days are over, and we're all gone.
said, oh, come on, love will be just fine. We're gonna live just like it's 99 tonight. Tonight. Back then we were trading cards behind the swings. Oh no, now it's money, gold and diamond rings. Now those days are over and we're all ghosts. We used to sleep all day, talk all night, stay up by the TV light. Come on, love will be just fine. We're gonna live just like it's 99 tonight.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM is 12:41 p.m. I was guessing at what time it was because I go in the restroom and I come out. What were
clock
you two
down.
Ladies doing while I was in the bathroom?
Clock
partying
down.
Like rock stars,
you guys, I know this is exciting and all, but jumping around and dancing around, causing the clock to fall off the wall, shatter into pieces.
Oh, I'd be in worse shape if I tried to jump around and do that than that clock. That clock's in
amateurs.
Pieces. Right?
Yeah, that clock is done. So, yeah.
There's a little vibration outside from the road work and all
yes.
those orange barrels.
The old rotor shakedown.
That's right.
Wow. All I do is I come out and I see the clock. I actually heard it crash while I was in the bathroom.
Probably
and I'm like,
not.
Right?
I know,
it was loud.
It's a good thing I was in there because it scared the you-know-what out of me. So, wow. All right. Sorry, we got derailed. But, hey, we got the pieces picked up, and we'll get back on track here. It is the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-A-Thon. We're here until 4 p.m. playing your request. $5 to get your request on the air. $10 to do a dedication. $25 to bump a song. Our goal is to get the $3,500. We're over $1,000
yeah.
short of that. If we get to that goal, I will paint my fingernails purple for the next month. So there's your gauntlet thrown down.
Be real, Dave. You're not going to paint your nails. I'm going to have to.
Or we'll get a professional. Yeah, it won't be me because, yeah, that would be messy. You know, like five-year-old kids drawing, that would be me, right, Maddie Jones?
Well, you know, I have to be honest. I can't say anything about your technique. There's a reason why I have short nails and they never have any color on them because not great. Let's just be honest. It's not great. But, yeah, we're having a good time here and we are raising lots of money for Hope House today, and we're hoping to do even better by the end of the broadcast. So whatever song you want to hear, make sure you send that using max.fm. I think, Dave, you just covered it by going over to the Facebook page. Always quick reminders, though. And, of course, there's also the mobile version. Did they get the colors fixed on the mobile version? I know our tech team was working on it. It was like dark gray on black background, and it was really, really hard to see. At any rate, the option is there on the mobile unit. You got to like shimmy the light into the phone, into the light. No, still not fixed. Thank you, Wendy. You got to shimmy the light just, you know, right and see. Anyway, you know how it works sometimes with those cell phone screens. Click on the little three lines up there in the corner. Tech people, you like to call it the hamburger. I know that.
It's because we're always hungry. Well, and some of us like burgers.
A little nerdy. I get it.
More than others. It's in the top right corner below our logo to the right of Max and Mouse. It's really dark. Let's just go with that.
But you can use it. It's there.
It's there.
You just got to do a little, you know, a shimmying of the phone in the sunlight.
Just go to Facebook. It's so easy.
Right. Yes. Exactly. It's a beautiful sunny day. You can see if you position the phone just right in the sun. Now, here's the thing, though. Only $5. That's going to get your request. $10 for a dedication. $25 pulls somebody else's song off the air that you don't want to hear anymore and immediately replaces it with yours. And you got to give us a couple minutes to vamp while we find your song if that happens. But all of the proceeds today, 100% of the proceeds that we are raising right here at Max FM go strictly back to Hope House and some of their operating costs, and of course some of their advocacy programs as well. So whatever you want to do, get an office pool together today. Maybe you just have a whole bunch of songs you want to hear on your own. Start making those requests for us, and we'll be happy to play them. Now, PJ went ahead and he wanted to hear, first of all, we did Bowling for Soup, which is appropriate as the new owner of Thunderbird Lanes here in Baraboo. But, you know, he also has been known to have something to do with Radio Shack. We're going to lose a light or something. It's getting a little hinky in here, folks.
If you can't hear that, sorry, that's not us.
That's not us. We're not vibrating with excitement here. This is actually what's happening outside. But we do have PJ's other favorite song that we have to play here today. And this goes back to his other business, which happens to be Radio Shack, right? So this is the 1980s version of the Radio Shack theme song. And I know if Corey Hartman was here, he'd do all sorts of investigating. But here we go.
Sometimes we are the place America goes for service to please, for expert advice. There is one answer everyone knows, everything they're looking for, so much more than just a store. The best in America, Radio Shack. Nobody compares to Radio Shack. And make people trust the products they know for service to care.
People trust Radio Shack. They've known us for years.
We treat every customer like they're special.
With all those products out there, you have to know what you're talking about.
And Radio Shack, they do.
Radio Shack is service.
We have the products customers need.
Ask anybody. They'll tell you where there's a Radio Shack store.
We make the difference.
Radio Shack.
Always nearby with values that please. Our tradition of quality brings people back. We're meeting their needs, standing earning respect for Radio Shack. Takes all we've got and more to show we're more than just a store. The best in America, Radio Shack. Nobody compares to Radio Shack. And main people trust products they know. For service to count on, there's one place to go. The best in America, Radio Shack. With so
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and I stress the more.
That is one of the greatest marketing devices I have ever seen in my life. So, PJ, thank you for requesting that again today. He pulls this one out for us every year during the Request-a-thon, and every year I watch it, I'm completely amazed by the fact that this existed. And at one point in time, we had the attention span to sit there in front of our TVs for 2 minutes and watch that like it was the greatest thing we'd ever seen. So I appreciate the theatrical presence and nuances that go into that Radio Shack themed commercial and jingle. By the way, you can go on YouTube and you can find it and watch the entire video. It's not just a jingle. There's a full video that accompanies that. I mean, we're talking like maybe Michael Jackson Thriller level production there. But yeah,
I love it.
Go watch that one.
The thick glasses is the one guy on there. I mean, I can relate to some of that technology.
80s fashion, man.
That one computer they showed, I owned the Tandy 1000 SL. Yes, I bought that right here in Baraboo on Oak Street back in the day. That's how long I've been around
here. The greatest thing about Radio Shack was being able to go in there. Remember the handheld games that they had? Those were just absolutely the best, that you could get those handheld games when you walked into a Radio Shack. And you can relive all of those memories if you go watch that commercial on YouTube. I'm telling you,
that is so cool. Or the remote control cars, we actually still have those
right
at home.
And so this just proves, though, today on the Request-a-thon for Hope House, we will play anything. $5 donation is all that is required to get those musical masterpieces on the air.
So we're going to hear from Hope House. We're going to talk with one of their advocates, and then we've got a request lined up and ready to go on Max FM.
Welcome back to the 99.7 Max FM Request-a-thon fundraiser benefiting Hope House of South Central Wisconsin.
Hope House serves Sauk, Columbia, Juneau, Marquette, and Adams counties, and we serve survivors of intimate partner violence or domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking. And we have been doing it for 41 years, so we are proud to serve these five communities and hope that you'll look for ways to get more connected with us and the work that we do across these five counties. And some great ways or easy ways to do that is through our social medias. We have a Facebook account and Instagram, Hope House SCW, like South Central Wisconsin. And our website is hopehousescw.org. Check us out.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you, Jamie, so much. So we had a request just come in from Ken. Ken wants to hear Queen, Somebody to Love. And so we're going to play this. Thank you so much, Ken, for your donation and your request. It's so easy. Go over to max.fm, go up to the top right, click on the Hope House Request-a-thon, or go over to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page to get your song on the air. We are looking forward to playing all your songs today, and this is one of my favorites on Max FM.
Somebody to love. be.
You're just a loser, you're a loser.
I'm alright.
He's alright, he's alright. Yeah, yeah.
I just gotta get out of this prison cell.
One day I'm gonna be free.
Find me somebody to love. 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 Love, love. Find me somebody to love. Find me somebody to love. Somebody, 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 somebody. Find me somebody. Find me somebody to love. Anybody find me?
Somebody to.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. That was Queen. Thank you so much. And we are about to lose our building, Maddie Jones. It is nuts. That is just crazy. The clock is gone. It's just
there's
it's insane.
There's a lot of shaking literally going on outside this building. Yes. Nobody wants to hear me, like, you know, dive into my singing, but there's a lot happening in here.
Yes.
My chair is even vibrating. I mean, on a different day, that would be that'd be never mind.
Yeah,
we're not
no FCC violations.
Not plus going there. It was coming. It was. I was like, you know, it's not going to be appropriate.
No.
So we're just going to stop.
And you guys
myself.
Saw Corey and I were bad. Wait, Maddie Jones and I, you know, these are both my mentor. And Maddie, again, thank you for filling in today.
Oh,
we're
going to no
miss
worries.
You. And I got to say that. I've really enjoyed working with you the past 5 years. I've been here almost. Now.
Oh, you're doing great. Nobody even knows I'm gone. People today were like, she's back. Where'd she, when she must have been on vacation. It's fine.
So, yes, I'm filling in on the morning show temporarily, interim, no matter what anyone is saying right now. So we're on the same page there. I do miss being on nights, but thank you, Aaron, for that. So, all right. So we're going to get one more request in before 1 p.m. Look at this song right here.
Oh, this is a fun song.
Yes.
So $5 donation. All it requires today to hear what you want to hear. And all the proceeds, of course, go right back to Hope House as we continue this request-a-thon. Who requested this, by the way?
Wendy, tell us.
I'm sorry. I caught you off guard.
Oh, no.
Megan.
Oh, this is one
of our coworkers.
Megan,
thank you, Megan.
Wanted to hear the Vanga Boys, and we like to party. I mean, who doesn't, really?
Does she know us well, apparently?
She apparently does.
She's been in the building. She felt it shaking. She understood what was happening here.
Clocks off the walls and everything. We do like to party on Max FM.